Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, plants and dogs of all ages. We are here with Yes and Dragons, or Sure and D&D, or Okay, We Like Imagination Games.
Mm.
This is our very first episode, our inaugural episode of this fun new idea, where we work with existing Improv Asylum casts and who have never played Dungeons & Dragons before and play some Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your DM and host, Ross, and today I have designed a one-shot with a pretty simple premise, where we are a collective group of goblins who have robbed a wizard of a very important magical artifact called the Deck of Many Things. Now, we must escape from a city, which we will decide upon eventually, either through a scene or when we just decide we've got one.
Mm-hmm.
Or and we either live and escape with our hot new richness, which is this magical deck, or we're all slaughtered. So death is a likely outcome, but we'll see how this goes. If we could just go around, introduce ourselves, talk about what you've done at Improv Asylum, maybe, mm-hmm. and if you've ever played D&D before. Go ahead.
I'm Steph Simon. I perform with Trash Birds. I'm looking at Bill. I have no idea why.
Don't spoil the Bill.
Affirm me. I need male approval. Okay. I perform with Trash Birds. I've been on a bunch of house teams. American Cheese was my tenured team that I was on for a while. And yeah.
Dope. Thank you for being here.
Cool. I'm Bill. Bill Fryer, I guess. I've been on a bunch of house teams and I've performed at Improv Asylum for a while.
Excited about it.
I'm Bill Fryer, and I've been on a bunch of Improv Asylum house teams.
Don't force love, Bill. You can be bored if you're bored.
Sorry.
Okay, let's move on.
Sorry. Yeah. Just find a middle. Find the middle.
Ooh, we forgot about Lit Night.
Oh, yeah, Lit Night.
Oh.
Hot Night. Lit Night.
Which we also live stream.
Director.
Yeah, so which we also live stream.
How about it?
All right. My name's Andy Bridges. fuck.
You don't have to sell yourself, dude. It's a podcast. We're just going to play some weird nerd games, and then we're going to go home.
Has a glowing light on his chest that says Andy Bridges.
Yeah, hopefully the mic can pick that up. Been on house teams for a while. I was on American Cheese with everyone else here, except for Ross and Ari. Mm-hmm. And, the director of Lit Night. Happy to be here.
Woohoo! Thank you for being here.
I'm Marielle O'Malley. I've been on Trash Birds. Is that okay? Trash Birds.
Yeah,
I was on some house teams. I was on American Cheese for a little while, and I do NXT now.
Yeah.
That's my story.
And hey, I'm Ari. I work at Improv Asylum. I'm on house teams. I do a bunch of Thursday night shows. I'm going to be teching High Hamlet when that comes back around.
Nice.
Stoked.
And you'll see me here basically
every
day.
Are you high right now?
I've never been high in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say we start with the sun rising as our cluster of goblins crawls out of a sewer where they have just used to sneak out of a magical wizard's tower. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about how warm it is. Is it temperate today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot?
It's just warm enough where the ooze is sticking to my skin, but also kind of running.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So, like, it's that hot in the early morning. Let's say it's summertime, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, like great. A hot summer morning. We have escaped through the sewers of a wizard's tower.
It's making, like, the sewage on us kind of smell a little bit more than you probably think it would.
Right, so we're all a little stinkier.
It's also like the first day of summer, or the first day it feels like summer, so
great.
We're all excited to wear, like, shorts. Really
and shorts for goblins are even shorter than shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but to be fair, you're wearing just a belt.
Well, yeah, in the winter I'd wear a very long belt.
I just breathed out a little and a snot bubble came out and like popped in the... Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Tell me more about your facial features. Are your ears long?
My ears are crazy long.
Yeah?
I only have one.
You have one ear?
Just one.
Anybody missing any eyes or limbs?
I have... no, all those counted for. I have 20 piercings on each ear.
Whoa. What a round number.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. As we step out of the sewer, we're walking to along the edge of a riverbank, because all sewers lead to the ocean, right? And we step out onto this dockside, One of us is holding a very magical object. Who might be holding the deck of many things?
The quiet one.
I have this. I have the deck. I'm just trying to just keep the fighting on the DL. I don't want everyone fighting over this deck, okay?
Who's giving you the most eyes?
Oh, God.
I only have one.
Well, I feel like it's pretty focused right now.
Ari's giving you the look. Great. So now that we've kind of like gotten ourselves seated a little bit, why don't we tell each other our names? Introduce each other, yourselves to each other as goblins.
Hello.
You don't have to commit to the voice the whole time. It's okay.
We do now.
Hello. Hey, friends.
Locking that in.
I'm Goromir.
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 Oh, beautiful! What a beautiful name.
Goromir. That's right. My mom gave it to me. Wow. We can get the Latin roots if you want to. Goromir is where we'll start.
Goromir, what's your favorite food?
I really love hot dogs.
A hot dog loving goblin named Goromir. Is there any distinctive feature about you?
I have three breasts and
one in the middle or another one under. Is there one
someplace you wouldn't expect?
Right. It flops down by my vagina.
Oh, good.
People often mistake it for a dick, but it's just another boob.
That's not normal.
Hey, I took a lot of flack in elementary school for this, but like I'm over
goblin
it. Okay,
goblin kids are jerks. Goblin kids.
I didn't
are
get
jerks.
Into flack until I was in middle school. what a good drug.
I have never been to school.
Tell me, what is your name, young goblin sir?
My name's Craig Buttlicker.
Craig Buttlicker, yeah. And Goromir. Yeah. Wonderful. Craig Buttlicker, is there any what's your favorite color, Craig?
Oh, it's the color. It's turquoise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any hair growing in any weird places or any body things you can tell us about?
No, I have. No, I'm hairless, actually.
Completely?
I have alopecia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you wear wigs or are you proud?
No, I don't. I wear like hats. Yeah. So
what kind of hat are you sporting today?
I have it's a little a hat that Robin Hood had.
Oh, yeah. With a feather?
It's not a feather. It's a piece of macaroni. Because I really liked that song when I was a kid. What, Yankee Doodle Dandy? And I put it.
I called it macaroni.
Macaroni. That's
you
right.
Just took it literally.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Wonderful. Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name's Blueberry.
Hello, Blueberry.
And I sing the bass in this here group of goblins.
Yeah, we have a quartet on the weekend.
You know, raiding dungeons is fun, but you always need a hobby.
Something to pass the time is really important, isn't it, Blueberry?
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm slow, but I just sing bass.
Can you read, Blueberry?
Music notes.
Yeah, music notes.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Music notes.
That's good.
Yeah.
And Blueberry, what's one thing about your childhood you remember?
I remember my mom took me to Six Flags a whole bunch.
Good.
Do you remember anything about Six Flags, Blueberry, or just that you went a bunch?
Gotta be honest, asleep every time I was there.
Six Flags is the best for naps. Phenomenal.
Hello, Blueberry. What were the flags of the different realms in that Six Flags?
Oh, yeah, good question. There was the realm of savings. There were a lot of the coupon every realm. There was an ice realm, your standard slippery surfaces and shaking off snowy trees.
Mm-hmm. Icicles.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
There was a sarcastic realm. There were a lot. We don't have to get into them.
The realm of sarcasm. That sounds like a tough place to buy dinner.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Three more.
No.
No, yeah. It's all right.
Maybe
it was three flags for
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was six, but maybe the other three will come up in the game. Oh. Story! Oh. In the story.
And just to help define a little bit about what Six Flags is close to, how far of the travel was this? Was it to get to Six Flags? Do you remember, was it a big, long road trip? Did you need to take a plane? Or a freaking Griffin?
We took my mom's Toyota.
The horse Toyota.
The horse.
Yeah.
Toyota.
Yeah, it's a good horse name.
It took 20 days.
Wow. So it's far. That's a long trip. That's great. Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's why I slept.
So we're like somewhere in the Midwest then maybe? Right now?
Sneaky. United States.
I don't know. we defined it a little bit with Six Flags, so I'm just rolling.
No, actually, funny you mentioned that. It was in the most middle of the country you can get.
Great. Okay, good. We'll take that and roll with
Give
it.
Me that D note, Blueberry.
All right. Hey, D.
You all have one inspiration dice. Yay, okay. And last but not least, our deck-wielding companion. Hello. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Fafasa.
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 Fafasa. Recently left a post at a university, just kind of trying new things.
So this is like
putting myself out there.
Okay, a small quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like great. What were you studying, Fafasa?
Stones. Standard. I couldn't mm-hmm. choose a. I was just in a magic stones program, and
right.
I thought this isn't for me.
No,
this isn't
yeah,
me.
That's
yeah.
where everybody lands. I feel like when yeah. they get, it's like stones,
rocks, sure,
rocks, yeah,
yeah. Great, great, great. So you might be the most aware of what you're holding, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Okay. Great. Thank you. Awesome. So moving forward, at any time, any of you can decide to pull a card. It will magically change you or the world around you in some way. I have that list over here. But for now, we need to plan our escape. We are standing covered in sewage on the side of a dock looking out across a small river. This river is relatively close to the middle of the city, but it does run to the ocean. Our options are we can either make our way downriver to try to get to the sea. We can double back. There are a whole lots of things. Whatever creative things you might want to come up with, go for it. But we have to get outside of the walls of the city in some way.
I'm actually a very good swimmer.
Shut up, Craig.
I have no hair on my body.
Shut up, Craig.
I'm very aquadynamic, which I believe is the term. So I could swim fast. I mean, so I vote let's just swim to the sea.
I could call my mom. I can get that horse Toyota here.
It takes 20 days to get here.
Yeah, it would take 20 days, but it's a guaranteed way out if you're willing to wait.
I think we should read the star signs.
Why is that always your plan? Where has that ever gotten us? Where has reading the star signs ever gotten us? Granted, it did get us to this treasure. Yes, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, does that mean that this plan was your plan?
Absolutely.
She's the brains.
I'm the brains of this operation. Yeah,
for sure.
We All figured right, the one that sounds the most British should probably be the brains.
Even though we have a highly educated ex-professor, but she sounds like me, so like a normal...
Goblin.
Goblin.
Okay. Do you remember that time we all sang that song and it got us?
Hold on a second. Wait. Wait. Do that. Do your accent again?
Nope. It's changing all the time.
Did we give the leadership role to someone who was faking a British
She's
accent?
She's an elven name. She's an elven name.
Yes.
I guess she does have an elven name. It is.
Well, we were cursed by that. Medusa woman.
I remember.
And she said, I'll curse all but one of you in the group.
Yeah.
To have abnormal vocal nose.
And extra breast.
Well, I'm
What a sunny day this is.
All right. As you remark upon the weather, you happen to see a guard walking down the docks. He's not necessarily paying too much attention to the world around him, but he is an officer of the law. This man walks up to all of you and introduces himself.
Fahasha.
What the fuck was that?
It's a name. I can't pronounce it correctly.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you guys? Are you trying to? How can I help you?
What are you saying that because we're goblins?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Let me introduce myself. I am Hammer.
Hi, Hammer.
Thank you. I'm the guard here. How can I help you guys?
Hammer, we're trying to get across the river.
Okay, so you're going to try to lie to Hammer? I need you to roll if you're going to try to lie.
Oh.
So grab that d20. Here we go. Dungeons & Dragons is happening right before everybody's eyes. If you're going to try to lie to Hammer, lie take one of those Hammer. And roll it in the box and see how well you are. Now, you're going to add
That's
or subtract
a low roll.
From that number your charisma score. Go ahead. You can roll as well if you'd like to roll. Baba Booey. Hey.
Ooh, damn, girl. Was that a 19?
She rolled a 9. We got a 19 and a 2. So now, goblins are not necessarily the most charismatic individuals in public, so you'll notice that your charisma is an 8. Generally, the rule of thumb for Dungeons & Dragons is that 10 is the average person. So an 8 has a modifier, or with a number that alters your roll, of a negative 1. So you rolled an 18, that means, and you rolled a 1.
Yes.
Great.
Right.
So from Ari's perspective, you are absolutely untrustworthy, mm-hmm. and you've nailed it.
We're just
trying to run away with magical
Excuse
cards.
Excuse me, I...
talk! God damn it!
Well, hold on just one second. Did you just say that you're trying to run away with magical cards?
She has a condition.
I believe you.
Yeah. Look at
I
the extra
have three breasts.
Yeah.
I have three breasts.
It's good. It's okay.
Ma'am, one more word out of you and you're going back in the sewer.
Oh, no.
We're just trying to get some exercise.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say so? Has anyone told you you're beautiful?
Oh, has anyone ever told you you're so funny?
Yes.
Do you know how hard it is to find a bra for three breasts?
Oh, let it go. Let Farah handle this.
We're not trying to exercise.
Jesus Christ. All right, hey,
so,
listen.
Remind me, what was your name again?
Fufasa.
Yeah, anything I can do to help, I will do it.
We'd love to swim downstream if you could.
Oh, you don't want to go in this water. Let me take you on my boat.
And in a helpful act of kindness, he happens to pull a rowboat up to the side of the dock.
It only seats 4, though, Buffa, so one of you is going to have
remember
to stay
the last
behind.
Time we tried to get on a men's boat?
I do, but this time I see a strong swimmer in the group.
Okay.
I can swim alongside.
Oh, no,
and
you
I,
have...
Buffa,
I can you have a... Craig, you said your name
I'm
was?
Greg,
you have
Greg. With a G, Buttlicker.
There's a seat that has your name written on it.
No, I can
it.
Swim.
And if we need to do any reading, I can most definitely read. So just putting it out there.
Blueberry, you're coming on the boat. Fufasa, you're coming on the boat.
Do you promise we don't have to sing a dance on the boat? That's what Fufasa and I had to do the last time we were on a boat, is we had to sing and dance. And if you can promise that that won't happen?
I'm not making any... If you want to sing and dance, you can do that.
All right, so we have free will on this boat?
There are, as I said, there are only 4 seats. One of them is mine.
Hey, what if we double up?
No one's ever done that before.
Yeah.
All right, and now the D&D happens again. Roll me one of those D20s one more time, please, Fufasa. Now you're going to roll a persuasion check to see if you can persuade him. Yeah? Same modifier, same charisma thing. So let's see how this goes for you. How'd you do? A 6 minus 1, you got a 5. So...
Absolutely not. This is not a boat where you can ride on someone else, Fufasa.
So is this sort of thing where I'm going to have to, like, tie myself to the back and, like, get dragged along?
Or as she asks this question, alarms start going off in the mage's tower just behind them.
Wait a minute.
It's taken us so long to leave this one spot.
I'm just gonna try to kill him. I'm just gonna try to kill him.
All right, you have sneak attack.
Let me look at this board over here.
Yeah, he's distracted, so you have sneak attack.
Get him, Craig.
What are you trying to hit him
Get
with?
Him.
I'm gonna hit him with my scimitar.
All right, great. Roll to attack. That's the D20.
Here comes Griggs.
You need it higher than a 10.
Scimitar.
I can't see it. Is it a 1?
Hey, you got him. All right, now what does it say next to scimitar for damage? 1d what?
4, plus 4 to hit, reach 5 feet, 1 target. Oh, I see.
1d6 plus 2, slashing damage.
So roll a d6, that's a regular die, and add 2.
Ooh, is 6 good?
6
plus
is
2?
Great. All right.
Take that, Hammer.
As the alarms go off in the distant tower behind you, Greg whips out his scimitar covered in sewage and slices it across this guard's throat, who then is unable to speak, vomits up a little bit of something, and then falls into the water, bleeds out, and dies. And now you have a boat.
What do you think of Mr. Buttlicker now?
It's crazy that all his skin just fell right off from that one blade.
Craig, could you like not brag for one
it's
minute?
It's Greg. It's Greg. How many times do I have to say my fucking name so you can understand it's Greg?
Whatever. I say we double back.
It's so much simpler. Double back? What the fuck are you talking about? We just got a way to escape and we're scot-free.
Greg? I feel like it's a trick.
Greg,
why are you our leader?
Greg, I mean, thanks and all for murdering that man, but I don't know. Maybe we should double back. I mean, she has a point.
Oh, fuck. Greg. Fossa, please tell me you're on my side here.
Greg, you're scaring me a little bit.
Okay. Because I just killed that guy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you wanted to try something out. You were stuck in academia forever. This is the real world, Fossa, okay?
We got the treasure through pure intellect, okay? It was a lot of puzzles we had to solve and things we had to do. And now all of a sudden you're using brute force.
You know what? I'm going to draw one of the cards.
Oh, my God.
I'm frustrated and I'm going to draw. Fossa, give me the deck. I'm drawing one of these cards.
You let him? All right, what did you draw?
A two.
Two that, of what?
Hearts.
Okay.
Are you looking for love, Craig?
It's Craig.
You're not going to find it here,
I
okay?
I do not want it here.
You drew the throne card. Nice. Let's find out what that does.
Probably makes me a king.
Okay, great. You are now proficient in persuasion.
Baby.
So you're really good at persuading people.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
So double your proficiency bonus.
Hell
so
yeah.
So going from a negative one, you now have a negative two.
Wait, what? That cannot be right.
Craig, that sounds right on point.
You now,
that sounds right on point with what you've got going
you
on
now
here.
Gain, you now gain rightful ownership somewhere in the universe of a small keep or castle. However, it is currently in the hand of some monster that must be killed before it can actually be claimed as yours.
Well,
so,
you know what? I already
he pulls out a magical card. It disappears in his hand and is replaced by the deed to an entire keep.
Oh, yeah. Greg, you own a house?
No, baby, I'm a homeowner. That's right.
Greg, I'm getting some like real stability vibes from you, and it's feeling good in my breast, my third breast.
Oh, God. Why is it vibrating? Your third breast is vibrating.
It just comes through all my my armor. You can see it vibrating.
I can hear it. I can hear it vibrating.
I don't know. This is the gods gave it to me, I guess.
All right. I don't want to date you.
So nothing else about you has changed, but now you own a house and you're a little bit less
persuasive.
I mean,
I think
ironically.
A lot has changed. A homeowner.
I am a homeowner.
Right. At that moment, a seagull flies by and caws. So what are we going to do now, guys? And
like I away. Said, double back? Is that what we're up to?
And I grab the seagull mid-flight with one hand.
You got to
roll for
baby.
That. You're going to try to change the world around.
It's what I point. Said to myself.
What do we get?
14.
Add your dexterity modifier to see how deft of hand you are. Which I think is good for goblins.
Plus two.
You had a 16? Yeah, you snatch that seagull right out of the air as it's going by. You are now holding a seagull.
I snatch it, and I look it dead in the eyes, and I say, you're one of us now.
Hey, thanks, Blueberry.
Roll an animal handling check that's going to cost your wisdom modifier. So d20 plus your wisdom modifier to see if the seagull will join your party. Or
Greg. Sure. Greg might have a house, but I have a bird.
You don't have it yet, buddy.
I don't think you have a house yet.
Oh, yeah, no. Absolutely. That's he's rolled a natural 15.
Is anyone going to ask me for my opinion on this matter?
All right.
Yeah, actually, maybe you... Should we double back?
Guys, the sirens are going crazy back here.
I know.
I think we've got
another reason to not go back.
Sir, would you please let go of my left wing?
I let go of the wing, but I'm holding on to your foot. I know how rascally you seagulls can be.
Okay, fine. Just give me a piece of that bread in your pocket.
All right, this guy's a fucking creep. Let's hop on the boat and keep going.
Has anyone ever told you your head makes for a quite a lovely little nest.
All right, great. And with that said, the seagull hops up on top of Blueberry's head. Everybody climbs into the boat. Who is going to row?
Oh, fuck. It's a rowboat.
Uh, is there any, can we, like, wait to see if, like,
you just float
a speedboat comes by? I mean,
well,
I guess.
The doubling back sounding kind of good right now, don't you think?
I mean,
you guys
I mean.
To go back. There's a whole army coming.
Okay, that sounds bad. I'll row.
All right, and who is going to steer?
I'll be the coxswain. Is that the person who sits on
you,
the front
you,
of the boat?
You just
says,
yell.
No!
You just yell. Yeah. No! You can do that. Sure.
All right. So not the, you're not going to steer though. You're just going
to
yell at him to row harder. Great. Who wants to steer? Blueberry? Fafusa? Seagull?
Please call me by my name, Wrench.
Okay. Hammer and Wrench. Good. Either of you keen on steering? I'm going to make one of you do it.
I'll steer the boat.
All right.
Does it include any, require any directions to
no,
read?
No, you're just
going to
roll
do?
A lot. You're just going to roll a lot, essentially, is who's
going to
be rolling.
Okay.
All right, Bill, make a strength check to see how well you roll this boat.
It's a 20.
D20 for me, please.
17.
Yeah. Craig is cranking it out.
It's Greg. I don't even know who I'm correcting.
Yeah, so you guys, he pushes you off, and though even though he's like only 3.5 feet tall and he has to run from one side of the boat to the other to like use the oars,
and
it's working
off.
Out for him. Yeah, it's working out for him. And I'm going to have you roll a wisdom save for me, so a d20 plus your wisdom modifier, whatever that happens to be. Yep, that's it. Nailed it. Roll that guy. Huzzah.
Eight.
Great, you're going the wrong way. But you don't know that. You're rowing somewhere at an excellent speed.
All I can see is over the cusp of the hill is all those army men coming for us right now.
Great. Excellent. All of those army men now hit the edge of the river, and they start shouting at you guys.
Hey, the river. We can't go any further.
Hey, come back here with our
hey,
back.
You guys want to see something cool?
What is that, a boat?
No, it's my third breath.
Roll, what do you want? An intimidation check? Or
she's doing
you,
something.
You're trying to
oh, infatuate I'm trying
them?
To infatuate them, and they're like
or
blinded by
them?
Lust.
Hey guys,
great,
check
okay,
this
great.
Out.
Roll the d20 for me and add your con mod.
Oh, everyone get over here. This goblin's doing something.
19.
She rolled a 19. Yeah, the guards really like that third boob.
Who does it? It's a mesmerizing.
I've never seen a third tit before.
And they provide you with helpful directions and turn you around.
You guys want to go the opposite direction.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And if you ever come back, make sure you ask for Screw.
All right, Screw.
What
is
with this city?
Hardware store.
Yeah.
Battalion of men.
All right, guys. And row. And row. And row.
Okay.
And row.
Right,
and row.
I'm rowing
and row. And row. Look at them. Those guys are still staring at me. Hi.
That performance reminded me of the last time we were on the boat.
Of course.
I remember your...
Oh, the song I sang? Hit the bass for me there, Blueberry.
Sure thing.
When you have three tits and you don't know what to do, you show them off for a guy named Screw. That's it.
You eventually, you guys start to make your way downriver in the correct direction now. You pass a bend as the wizard's tower drifts into the distant past behind the horizon behind you, and you can start to see the walls and freedom, the glorious open ocean just beyond. As you approach, there are two guards on the left side of the walls and three guards on the right side of the walls, and a gate that you can see is slowly closing.
Well, we have a few options. I'm going to state out that showing breasts seems to be work pretty well.
I disagree, but
that has to be my decision, okay?
Right, of course.
I have to choose to do it. Right. And I'm choosing no right now, right, okay? Because I can feel Craig's condescending voice.
It's
Craig, why don't
you dick.
Craig, why don't you sew us your scimitar, whatever the fuck it is that you use to, like, fight off that one guy?
I killed a man for you, okay? For us. I did it for us.
For us, Craig.
Yeah,
okay.
You want me to kill five guys that are not on this boat?
Yeah, remember what you did with that, like, boomerang back in 1400?
I'll throw my scimitar like a boomerang and try to kill all five of them.
That sounds great,
okay,
Craig.
I'm going to do that.
Right. You know, I could also just fly you.
Roll that d20.
Here it comes. Boomerang. Here's my. I'm going to announce the name of the attack. That's
great.
Kind of my thing.
Yep, good.
So,
go ahead, Craig.
Boomerang throw.
I think we all decided that your parents named you incorrectly. And that your name is actually Craig.
No, it's Greg Buttlicker.
A 17?
Yeah.
All right, you hit one of them.
Oh.
So roll that d6 for me to see how much damage you do.
Craig, that's better than I thought you'd do.
You're not going to believe this, but that's a 6.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's a scimitar. It's not a boomerang.
Scimitar?
But I threw it like a boomerang.
Oh,
you,
no.
You threw it like a boomerang.
The scimitar's coming back.
And as you say that, the guard that has a scimitar impaled inside of him falls off of the wall into the river. And all of his buddies around him are now shouting and running around. Panic has ensued.
That was my only scimitar. That was a bad plan, Boromir.
Well, first of all, my name is not Boromir. I don't even know who that is. I think it's my second cousin, twice removed. But, like...
What is your name?
Goromir?
Guys, when is this Sam and Diane thing? We're all just waiting for you guys to make a move. I'm sorry. I had to say so. I'm sorry.
It's fine, Phil Rock. She's always looking out for me. She's always got my back.
Yeah, well, I... No.
Just like the last time we went on a boat, I found her a love, and she's joined by me a love.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's great. That's great.
I just laid an egg on your head.
Jesus Christ.
I'm starving. Let's crack that thing right open.
I think we have a bigger problem that the guards are freaking out and they're probably going to try and...
Well, let's make sure our bellies are full.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We're going to eat your child.
That's fine. I thought you were going to cook me up. Now, feel free. I lay an egg every minute.
Jeez, minute? Really?
How often?
Oh my God, there's six.
Row.
Keep me around,
row,
you'll be fed forever.
Row.
How do birds have sex?
Can you row?
And as that thought enters your brain, floating out of the sky in all of his majesty, long beard and robes, you can see the wizard that you stole the deck from is chasing you down.
God!
Hello! Welcome! It's good that you kept along. You kept my deck of cards. Thank you.
God sounds.
He shouts
weak
at you from a distance. You have maybe 100 feet before he catches up.
Wait! Would stop! Stop moving!
Somebody else throw their scimitar.
You did this to me.
Is that a third breast?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm gonna not throw my short bow, but just use it as a projectile.
Great. You're going to shoot an arrow at him?
Yeah.
I'll let you keep the deck. Just, I want company.
I'd rather kill him.
Yeah. I'd rather kill him as well. I think we're all agreed that we'd like this guy to die.
Blueberry, roll a d20 for me. 18 plus 5. Holy smokes. Yeah. You nail that wizard in the chest with your short bow.
Remember my name. Toolbox.
Can I just get
his
a check?
Name is Tool?
Toolbox. Oh. Can I just get a quick check-in with the group? Is everyone feeling okay? Temperature's good. We're feeling hoppy.
I feel like you're way too close to me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm real happy with the short chores.
Yes.
It feels nice and breezy.
Oh, I'm loving it. Good. I'm glad. Blueberry. Easiest name to remember.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hopeful.
I'm feeling like you need to take a minute and really take advantage of the deck. You should maybe draw a card, maybe.
Yeah.
We're two crazy goblins out on the town, you know.
Does anybody else here take advantage of the deck?
No, the deck.
Right. What's the deck?
Very clearly said the deck.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Craig. Jeez. Do you want to draw a card?
Not to force her hand, but like maybe, kind of.
Your accent today is phenomenal, by the way.
Oh, I have an ace of clubs.
Oh. Oop, I just laid another Craig.
The ace of clubs. You've drawn the talons card.
Like a bird. Like you, bird.
Oh, hello.
All right, all of your possessions disintegrate. Everything you own...
The deck just disintegrated?
Everything you own has vanished or disintegrated off of your body.
You're naked. Oh, my God. Ephesar.
We only have two boots.
You can use me to cover yourself up.
Just Fafisa, I have some extra belongings. Hold on one really quick second.
Never mind. I'll stay on your head, Blue Baron.
Stay in here.
Did the deck disappear?
The card you were holding that you drew did, so you can't get it back.
Oh,
but
no.
But so did all of your possessions.
Wait, so the other cards...
There are all
they're
different.
Gone.
No, the,
they're
all the
still
cards,
there.
All the cards are there. Just the one that she
can
drew,
I
disintegrated, and then everything she owns and was wearing. Also
right.
Can
I
take
that.
Stock one quick second? What are these cards for? Like, what's the purpose? Like, are they exciting? Do we get gold?
Well,
do we get money?
Maybe if you left that wizard alive, you would have found out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. We killed
just
the key
an observation
to the
from your friendly neighborhood.
Oh,
seagull.
I guess I should probably say I have an uncle who is a card appraiser. Mm-hmm. If we want to make it out of here alive, we can bring the cards over to
Officer, I'm sorry these aren't quite your size, but they should do the trick.
I love a pair of basketball shorts.
I know you
I'm
do.
I'm just going to take off at a dead run because I feel free.
Dude,
than
I'm so glad.
Felt.
So glad that I could help out. You know, you got to have your shower clothes, and that's sure. all I currently have on me.
Do you jump in the river?
No, I think I was the designated one that had to not be on the boat, if
gotcha.
I remember correctly.
Never mind that. Never mind that.
So let's get through this gate. We killed the wizard. We killed one of those guys. We got four more guys running around.
I mean, you guys at this point, they're more distracted by their dead friend and the dead wizard than they are necessarily by you. So you've got a window of opportunity here if we're able to row hard enough.
Yeah.
Who is rowing and who
let's
is steering?
Let's do this, guys. Row, 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 row.
Straight.
Okay. You're really gassed. Throwing that scimitar took it out of you. And as you go to row, you drop the oar.
Craig, I'd like to say that this is a surprise, but it's not. Okay.
Now let's see if we're steering correctly, Blueberry.
Or oh, no.
Hit me with a d20 and add your wisdom modifier.
Oh, that no.
One? That's a natural one. Is it a natural? No, it's a 7. Thank God. Okay. you're generally going in the right direction.
Pretty much full steam ahead. For the most part.
On a scale of ogre to, let's say, wizard, how dumb are goblins?
Well, I can read, so I definitely have that going for
who
me.
Are you trying to convince
perfect.
Me, right?
I feel like there's a lot of accusations, and
nobody has brought it up except for you.
Could we possibly send the seagull ahead to see what is coming and then have him
that.
Come back?
Yeah,
that'd be
do
great.
That yeah.
Do we need to roll for that kind of
the
thing?
The seagull does. Seagull, roll a perception check for me. D20. Add your wisdom, which as a seagull would probably be high, so give me a +3.
16.
Great, yeah. You fly on ahead, and as you cross through the gates... You squawk and see that it is actually open ocean if they can just get themselves through the gate somehow.
Hey, I've got good news. It's open ocean. If you make your way through the gate somehow, you're home free.
We've gained no information from that. We knew.
Okay.
We knew
know
that.
There's ocean, Craig. Can
oh,
you?
I'll also tell you there are no boats in the water. You're the only one.
Thank okay. you, Cockney Seagull.
That's...
You're welcome.
All right. Well, what I'd like to do as a team is... I'd like just one of us to give like a great speech to like get us going and to get us excited. I don't know if you guys have seen like Armageddon or like Independence Day, but something of that nature would really get my gears going. Maybe I would help. I'd put an arm in.
This is the speech. Yeah, this can be the speech.
No, this isn't the speech. Let's get a good speech going.
Okay, we got to do a second speech after this.
Is this a speech? Is this more of an instruction?
This is it's a monologue. I know that.
This is the preamble to the speech.
Exactly.
We want the amble.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of like the Odyssey has a preamble to
well,
it.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'd like to hear Blueberry do a speech.
Oh, Blueberry does have quite a voice.
Oh, yeah. Someone has that written out, right? Rita.
All right, never mind. You guys are idiots. Let's keep going.
Do you actually want to try? Because we can let the dice decide how good it is.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Roll a d20 for me. Add your courage. Oh, no,
that
it's a natural one.
Freaked out.
Okay.
Sorry, I saw a fish and
great.
I had to eat
so,
it.
It's a natural one, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. You open your mouth to give a speech and admit your deepest, darkest fear instead.
All right. Let me get the sheet I wrote for the speech. All right. So, you know sometimes how you wake up and you think it's going to be a nice day and you have all your plans aligned, and you kind of bank on the fact that your friends will be around, and that they'll be willing to hang out, and then you get so amped up, you just don't really do anything, and by the time you call your friends, they already made plans, and hold on, this is my demotivational speech.
Come on, let's get going. Come on, guys.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm not doing that.
That was a bad speech.
And now, equipped with the knowledge of Blueberry's crippling fear of loneliness, we meander our way towards the gate. I need everyone to roll a dexterity save, because the doors close just as we get to the entrance.
It took that whole time to close? We've been here for like 10 minutes.
The doors were always slowly closing while we were talking.
You murdered one of the guards, so they were a man short.
We murdered a wizard, too.
That was pretty impressive, I'm not going to lie.
The doors actually take about 25 minutes to close.
If you knew it, we could have just gone. I could have gotten through that with a two. I rolled a two. It would have been enough.
I mean, you're at it. I'm not saying you're short. I'm saying you're at it. Right, so you got to jump out of the boat and swim. Go. Everybody roll to see if they can make it.
Splash.
I got a 12.
Great.
Sorry.
I got a 6, but... Oh, no, I got an 8. But I'm naturally hairless, so I feel like that probably adds to my speed in the water.
Sure.
I got a 5.
Okay.
Oh, no. Blueberry.
What is that? Good God!
I can just fly. I'll see you guys on the other side.
All right.
So, as you all jump, Blueberry and Craig are caught up in the gates, and they start to separate you.
No. Oh no! Take Craig.
Now looking at Craig and it's Blueberry, Craig. Closed away on the other side of the gate.
Wait, but I'm naturally hairless.
But I have. You guys still have to hear about the third flags I was going to tell you about. You
Christ, can't. I got to listen to this guy talk about three flags.
Craig, I think I have feelings for you.
It's Craig.
This is now your opportunity to say goodbye.
Wait. Mufasa?
Mufasa?
Yeah, we're close. That's the name I gave her, Mufasa. It's a fun nickname. Give me one of the cards. I want to draw it. Thank you.
He reaches through the gap and pulls...
A queen of diamonds. Oh, a puff of magic smoke appeared.
You draw the moon card.
Hell yeah.
It means your butt's going to get big.
It means your butt's going to get big.
Oh my goodness. You are great. This is the best card in the deck, like the only really good one.
What?
You are granted 3 wishes.
This is why the deck matters. This is why it matters.
This is the only spell in Dungeons & Dragons that allows you to break any of the rules of Dungeons & Dragons. So you can bend reality, time, space, anything about yourself or the world around you. You can change at will without having to roll.
I would really like to vote to see a dragon. Yeah, I don't know if it's something
okay.
we could say.
I'd like another seagull to have babies with.
All right, wish one. I want everyone to get off my back about the reading thing. I can read. I've always been able to read.
Are you wishing to be able to read?
No, I don't need to wish to read. I can do that.
At this
point, I want everyone's assumptions of my reading.
At this point, are we listening to Blueberry's wishes through the door?
Yes.
Closed?
All of you are clearly aware of this.
That's
all right. Yeah. All right. The wish has been granted, so knock it off.
Knock what off?
Touche. All right. Wish 2, that wizard we killed, grab his corpse. Want to bring it along. Maybe we can loot it. The very least, we can eat it.
We could have dove down and grabbed it. That's not. You don't need to wish.
When you draw the Queen of Diamonds, you can make all the wishes you want.
As he finishes saying that, a soggy old man's body covered in like silted robes, like slaps up against the gate and is now pressed against the bars next to you, Blueberry.
I bet you feel dumb, huh, Craig?
I feel a lot of things right now, Blueberry. I'll be honest.
All right. Third wish.
She's gonna wish for a third boob.
You know, now that you mention it.
It's a kiss.
No, I'm not gonna let some seagull wish for me. I would like a handgun. It's an invention I just thought up.
So let me just make.
What does it shoot? Do you?
So, in a puff of chromatic smoke, Blueberry is now holding a Magnum handgun. It's almost half the size of his arm, and you're holding onto the gate with a gun, a dead body, and the sincere knowledge that everyone knows you can read.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just get this clear. We're trapped on this side of the gate. You get three wishes.
Right.
You wish three times, and we're still trapped on this side of the gate.
Well, now we have a wizard corpse, a handgun, and I have the freedom of knowing
Blueberry.
That no one's questioning my reading ability.
Blueberry, if you look at the top of the gate, it looks like there's some sort of, like, writing. It looks like complex writing that you need to...
Oh, yeah, you can do that, Blueberry.
Yeah.
It's some sort of spell that will get you out.
You're the only one who can do it.
You're the only one that can read, Blueberry. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys mind looking away while I do this?
Sure, I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
Great, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know you can do it.
Guys, I just realized that my third boob is actually a motor, and it like rotates like this. We could have had a motorboat the whole time.
Oh, that's fun. All right, no, I'll... Okay. There's a P, a U.
I love the way he reads.
An S. I believe the last one is a H.
Push?
Yeah, push. I was going to say that. I was going to say that. Push. It says push.
Holy shit. He solved it. Make a strength save to see, both of you, to see if you can push the gate open.
Do you think it'll take about 25 minutes to open? Or?
Craig's noodle arms are still real gas.
It's Craig.
From chucking that scimitar.
Nine?
All right. You get it open just wide enough to fit through one at a time. As you do that, the guards notice that someone is pushing on the gate. And they start shouting down at you.
Hey, what's going on? Stop pushing!
One of them aims a longbow at you and takes a shot. Ari, roll a d20 to see if you can hit anybody. Okay. 13. What's your armor class, Bill?
What?
Your AC. At the top. Top first thing.
15.
Ugh. He misses you with an arrow just barely.
Suck it, toolbox.
Well, that was my last arrow. I'm just going to throw the bow at you.
Oh, shit. Right. Swim!
Roll to see if you hit with a bow. Okay, great.
Ow!
Roll a d4, please. Bill, you take 1 point of bludgeoning damage as he hits you with a longbow.
I'm going to try to use the wizard's corpse to block the short bow.
Okay, roll a dexterity save. See if you can pull it in front of you. Natural one, isn't it? Is that a natural one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you grab onto the wizard's corpse as the gate opens. It sinks, and you get hit with the bow.
Ow!
And then are dragged down to the bottom of the river.
Hold on.
Roll a con save to see if you drown.
I wish for wizard corpse, so and now you just lost it for me?
Hey, Ferrari, remember the last time we were on a boat?
Bill is drowning at the bottom of the river.
But remember there were mermaids down there, and we met some mermaids on the boat that the men were taking advantage of, and we were like, let's save these ladies, and we did.
Can we call them?
Let's call them. Yeah, they owe us a favor. Yeah.
Right. What does your call to the mermaids sound like?
Ah.
beautiful.
Hey, hey, I was sleeping. I can hear. All right, you can just touch the water and think, and I'll be there.
A merman swims up to say hello.
Hi there, it's Gormir and Ferrari. Do you remember us?
I do remember you. Yeah, hey. you stopped me from taking advantage of.
No, you were being taken advantage of.
Oh, that's right.
Let's get it straight. It's okay, mate.
Hey, Bill, roll a d4 for me.
Did you need something?
Of course we do. We need you to help us out. We have a friend who is...
All right, Bill, you take another point of water damage, I guess. You're just drowning.
And I have to be honest, I really hate wasting this favor on this person, but whatever.
Can we move this along?
Yeah. Will you go save our friend Craig? He's down at the bottom of the ocean right
now.
Yeah,
I can save Craig. It's going to take me a couple seconds, so I have to find him.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right, just give me 3 minutes.
The merman swims under. And the guards upstairs are still shouting down at you, Blueberry.
And then I take out my magnum, which I've been holding. I've been clenching it between my teeth like a knife. And I take it out, and I hold it sideways, and I point it up at the guards.
What the fuck is that thing?
They're very confused.
And now I shoot six shots.
Okay. Roll that D20 six times. And Bill, you need to persuade the merman that you are Craig. Roll a persuasion check, a d20.
I have a low perception one.
Bill, I feel like...
Five.
I mean, Craig, I feel like you're really getting into this.
14. 11.
Okay, you managed to persuade the mermaid that you are indeed Three. Craig, and he pulls you out from the bottom of the ocean and saves your life. Roll that d4 one more time, please. On the way up, you take 4 more points of damage.
4 more points? Am I dead?
You're down 6. Look
Craig,
at your
I have 7.
Look
I've
into
won
my eyes, Craig.
I'm weak.
All right, ladies, there goes my favor. I'm going back to my mermaid.
While the merman swims away, how did it go for Blueberry and his guns? Bang, a 3, he misses wildly. Bang, a 5, he misses wildly. Bang, a 14, and a guard's head explodes. And all of the other guards are super concerned and start running away as bang, he misses wildly, and then bang, bang, very simultaneously the gun jams.
And then I say, I should have read you your Miranda rights.
And with that, all goblins are alive, surprisingly, on the other side of the gate and looking out at the open ocean.
You guys want to hop on my back and I'll motor us to land? Craig, you want to hop on first?
I'm too weak to argue.
Craig, are you disgusted by my body?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I've made
Maybe that. We should kill Craig.
I feel like I'm going to draw a card. Fuck this. All right? I'm drawing the King of Spades.
The King of Spades.
Wow, it's real crunchy in this ocean.
This is the Ruin card.
That can't be good.
Okay. All forms of ownership or wealth are gone.
Oh, fuck!
So you no longer your castle is gone.
Craig, I think we want to just leave you here.
Any documentation that proves that you should own something is lost to you. Yeah, basically you lose everything that you own.
Craig, it's a hard hit that some people take in life, losing everything. But we have this card. We have the magical card.
That's what got me to where I am, the magical card.
It seems like the magical cards are sometimes magical and sometimes not.
Hey, do you want half of basketball shorts?
Thanks, Kelsa.
Right, and we can each have a basketball skirt.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, let's do a basketball skirt. Thanks, Fafosa.
All right, let's hop on. Hop on my back.
Okay. Guys, I'm sorry I've been such a dick, I guess.
No, we assumed it would happen.
I'm sorry.
And with that, our lovely motley goblin crew hops on top of Galadriel's back and she swims us all safely into the distance.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, guys. I guess I'll... Hey, what's this? There's one card floating in the
water.
Do you
have one more bullet left? Do you have one more bullet?
I do.
Do you have one more bullet left?
I have one more bullet.
Oh, look at this. I drew the Ace
Roll
of the Ace of Hearts.
And he's drawn the Ace of Hearts.
Who gave the bird the cards?
Like I said, it was just floating in the water.
You drew the Fates card.
7.
Okay. Reality's fabric unravels.
Way
spins
to go.
Anew. you are allowed to erase one event as if it never happened.
Oh, drowning. Me drowning. Come on. I'm sorry about all that mean stuff I said earlier.
You miss him wildly. By the way, with a 7.
I should have seen this coming from the seagull flag realm.
Six Flags?
I guess with this car, you know what? I wish I never met those goblins.
Bam! You guys forget that you knew a seagull. And that's the end!
Yay!
We made it!
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for coming to play D&D. That was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, good fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah, cool. Great. So we'll hopefully be doing this show like once a month, if not more than that, depending.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, you've been listening to Yes and Dragons, or Yes and Dungeons, or Yes and We're Here to Play Tabletop Games. Any last sign-offs, any shout-outs for shows that we're working on? Anyone want to do any plugs or say thank you or anything else?
We do a lit night every month.
And we know what is lit night. Do they know what lit
Who cares? We do lit night. It's a show here at Improv Asylum, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you want to find out? You got to come.
Yeah, every one Thursday a month.
Usually third Thursday of every month. Come find out, nerds.
What time?
10 p.m.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Great. Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.